two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good evening. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It's partly cloudy, a breeze at about 12 miles an hour out of the northwest. It's 63 degrees. KSL's top story. Police now have a suspect in custody following a mass shooting in Texas, but not before he shot a trooper. Here's Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, that trooper is undergoing surgery and is in stable condition. Four other people are in critical condition. Broadcastify.com capturing emergency dispatch alerting first responders to that workplace shooting.
Medical emergency, engine 1, engine 5, medic 2, medic 1, bat 1, EMS 1, active shooter.
Police say one person died at the scene of the shooting at the Custom Cabinet Company in Bryan, Texas. Police say the suspect worked at that plant. Meantime, a shooting in Rock Hill, South Carolina early this morning left five people dead, including a prominent physician, his wife, and two grandchildren. The alleged shooter, former pro football player Philip Adams, who also died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. York County Sheriff Kevin Tolson says investigators are trying to find a motive.
There's nothing about this right now that makes sense to any of us, and that's why we're working so hard. Hard to try to get more information.
Also dead, one of two air conditioning technicians working outside. The other is in critical condition. President Biden today announced a half dozen executive actions to curb what he calls the epidemic of gun violence around the country. They include calling for tighter regulations on so-called ghost guns made from kits and gun modifications like pistol stabilizing braces. The president is saying too many Americans have been victims of gun violence.
To turn pain into purpose and demand that we take the action that gives meaning to the word enough. Enough, enough, enough.
The president says 316 people are shot every single day. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
We have some mixed reaction to President Biden's executive orders on gun control. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has been sampling opinions from local leaders.
One of the president's executive orders will give over $1 billion in grants to areas that are going through high rates of crime. Representative Angela Romero says she would like to see that funding go to things like after-school activities and the Boys and Girls Club. She also supports the idea of a national red flag law, but Clark Apotian with the Utah Shooting Sports Council compares those laws to a gun confiscation scheme without real due process.
Apotian also says the president is mischaracterizing ghost guns. He says they can already be tracked, even without serial numbers. KSL News Time 5:32. The third Interior Secretary in 5 years is in Utah right now, touring Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante National Monuments. Secretary Deb Holland says her job now is to listen and learn about the area.
To listen to the governor, to listen to the Utah delegation, to listen to the tribal leaders, listen to the local folks, the stakeholders who care deeply about this land, who have lived here all their lives.
Governor Spencer Cox says they want to make the discussion about the lands and as nonpartisan as possible. If you live in Salt Lake, you can tell your teenage kids they get to sleep in next school year. That's the plan for high school students in Salt Lake City. Here's KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz.
Salt Lake's board voted Tuesday to have the high schoolers start about an hour later in the fall.
So we're looking at really an 8:45 start time for our high school students at our four comprehensive high schools, East Highland, west, and then Horizonte will maintain a schedule that they're pretty consistent.
Vice President of Salt Lake School Board, Nate Salazar, tells Dave and Dujanovic that means kids will be getting out a little later, too.
There's literally about a 30-minute difference, and we tried to keep it within that time frame so that you know, family schedules aren't disrupted significantly.
Salazar says the later start time is better both academically and for kids' social and emotional well-being. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
The University of Utah has announced its plans for next fall. They're expecting most classes will be held in person, but the school warns a lot could change by August. And if you go to the U, don't bother circling April 10th. Masks will still be required on campus, even after the statewide mandate ends this weekend. Perhaps a surprise, the number of suicides decreased during the pandemic. ABC's Sherry Preston with details.
Even though overall deaths were up last year because of COVID, preliminary numbers from the CDC show there was a 5.5% decrease in the total number of deaths caused by suicide through 2020. At the beginning of the lockdown, health officials were worried that isolation and anxiety would lead to a spike in self-harm. But as of now, it doesn't appear it happened. After 3 years of rising numbers, 2020 was actually the second year in a row that the total number of suicides in the U.S. went down.
Now, feelings of isolation, depression, and anxiety are still very high, especially among young people, and advocates are pushing for stronger crisis and intervention services. KSL News Time 5:35. We're watching the traffic this afternoon. Ricky, it's been pretty busy.
It has been kind of busy, but I will say a lot of the accidents that we've had in the last couple of hours haven't been those kind of huge crashes that are really going to interfere with your delay, with your drive home with big delays. Our latest one is in Utah County, a crash on southbound I-15 at 5th East in American Fork, but they already have it moved out of traffic on the shoulder. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Mars helicopter coming up. My minute of news is on the way next. Stay here.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.